Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Couple things you need to know about today. It's a chilly start this morning. Temperatures are in the 30s and 40s, but it will be dry for the morning commute. Wet for the evening commute. I'll show you what time the rain arrives where you are.
And breaking news this morning, a woman is in the hospital after a shooting in Clayton overnight. The WRAL breaking news tracker has been there all night as police investigate at that home.
And starting today, all high schools in Wake County will require clear bags at sporting events. Just ahead, what may be the exception to this rule and why the district could make some changes to the rule in the next 30 days.
Mobile sports betting gets one step closer in North Carolina. What you need to know about the process as apps will start allowing new accounts and deposits today. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. We are all in on this Friday, and we guarantee you a payoff. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here as we turn the calendar page over to March, March 1 right now. And meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center might make it dry through some of today, but the rain's coming.
We're going to see rain this afternoon and then into early Saturday, but the whole day today won't be a washout, and neither will the whole day Saturday. But this system is definitely getting cranked up to our west. There's some thunder and lightning across parts of the deep south. We're not likely to see thunder or lightning with this system, but we are likely to see some steady to heavy rain, especially overnight tonight. Checking out Futurecast, it is cloudy this morning. We start to see the rain approaching by lunchtime, but it gradually spreads across the area during the afternoon. Notice at 2 o'clock, most of us are still dry, but by 5 o'clock, that rain has spread across the entire viewing area. And then we do see some yellow and orange, again, not thunderstorms, but just some heavy rain that'll be with us. So if you're planning to head out to dinner or to a show tonight, you're going to definitely need your umbrella. That rain's going to be coming down pretty steady to heavy. Once we get past midnight, it starts to scatter a little bit. And by 8 o'clock, we're seeing the back edge pulling out of our viewing area. We should be dry at least by lunchtime, if not before. And Futurecast shows a few breaks in the clouds. I think we'll most likely stay fairly cloudy for the day Saturday, but temperatures will warm up and the afternoon should be fine for getting things done that you need to do outside. We take a live look here at Fayetteville Street, 42 degrees. So it's cool. Our winds are light. We're seeing 30s and 40s as you step out the door. 30 in South Hill, 32 Roxborough, 40 in Southern Pines, 39 in Goldsboro. And our temperatures, of course, will be on the same scale as yesterday through the afternoon, expecting mid-50s with that increasing chance for rain. Temperatures will be fairly mild over the weekend. I'll show you what's changing to bring the warm temperatures back in, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 6:02 right now, and I'm tracking a crash in Garner on Timber Drive between Highway 50 and White Oak Road. It's a minor crash. No injuries reported with this, and I'm not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors in that area. If that changes, I'll let you know, but just look out for a police response out there, and when you see those flashing lights, you do need to move over at least one lane. Looking good throughout the rest of the triangle right now, the rest of the viewing area, really, with no big problems showing up on major routes. Jeff?
Thanks, Brian. We're following breaking news this morning. A woman is hurt after a shooting in Clayton. It happened on Lakeview Drive just after midnight. Nick Perlin, newest member of our morning team, joins us now from that scene in the WRAL breaking news tracker. Nick, police have been there on that scene behind you for going on 6 hours now.
Jeff, that's correct, and the scene is getting more busy. We've seen detectives go in and out of the White House behind me, as well as scoping out the cars on the driveway of the home to try to get more information as to what happened. We do know that woman who was shot is injured, but has non-life-threatening injuries. But I do want to show you this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. You can see yellow crime scene tape surrounding this home on Lakeview Drive. This is where the shooting happened just after midnight. We've seen Clayton police officers out here for a very long time, and now detectives for about an hour as they try to learn more about what led to the shooting. Now, we did ask police on scene if they have any suspects. They did tell us that they're still working on that part, but once they have that information, they'll be sure to update us, and we'll update you as well. Reporting live in Clayton, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
New this morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of an inmate at the Public Safety Center on South Salisbury Street. Officers found the inmate unresponsive just after 8 last night. Medical staff and officers tried to give life-saving aid, but the inmate died. We're working to learn more about what happened. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Durham today, announcing a major investment in North Carolina-based businesses. Around 12:30, Harris plans to announce investments in small businesses. She'll be on Parrish Street in Durham, a street once known as Black Wall Street. The vice president will be joined by Governor Roy Cooper. The funding includes $32 million for underserved entrepreneurs in the state, as well as an additional $60 million to support and scale women and minority-owned businesses.
And Renee, it's just the first of several campaign stops this weekend in North Carolina. Also today, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley will be in Charlotte. Tomorrow, former President Donald Trump will be in Greensboro. Haley will be in Raleigh tomorrow. WREL will provide comprehensive coverage of all those campaign stops for you.
Starting today, new rules designed to keep you and your family safe go into place at Wake County Schools. Today is the first day for the new clear bag rules for spectators at sports and other events. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Millbrook High School in Raleigh. And Kelsey, this is a big change to what people are allowed to bring.
Renee, Millbrook High actually already had this rule implemented last year, but starting today, all high schools across Wake County will have this requirement. So if you're coming to the basketball game that's here at Millbrook High tonight, you'll have to bring a clear bag like this one. I know that this bag may look a little black, but it just has some black detailing on it for style. Now, wallets and diaper bags will still be allowed for guests to bring. Guests may also bring bags that are deemed medically necessary, like an oxygen tank. Millbrook implemented the rule ahead of the district last year. The school made the rule after someone was caught with a gun at a basketball game.
This actually is not limited to sporting events. This is any kind of spectator event that takes place at a high school. So this could include a theater production, a band concert.
And that was WREL Education Insider Emily Walkenhurst. She says that the district will reevaluate this rule over the next 30 days to see if they need to make some changes. And if you want more information about the new rule, you can head to our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
New this morning, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is being laid to rest after his death in prison. A large crowd has gathered outside the church in Moscow where the funeral is just getting started. There's a heavy police presence there as well. It's all barricaded off. Navalny's family spent 8 days trying to get his body released as authorities said they needed to conduct post-mortem tests.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, that funeral just getting underway now. But as Jeff was mentioning, thousands of mourners gathered. This is a live stream of the procession and all the people you can see lining up. This has surpassed 200,000 views so far this morning. Many are accusing the Kremlin of trying to derail this event, saying they struggled to secure a venue. They were unable to find a hearse willing to carry Navalny's body, and the morgue even delayed the release of his body earlier this morning. But of course, that has all since been resolved. That funeral set to get underway at 6 o'clock within the next couple of minutes. But according to the Washington Post also this morning, the Kremlin, quote, has nothing to say to Navalny's family on the day of his funeral. They also warned Russians against unauthorized gatherings, saying those who participate in them will be held accountable in accordance to Russian law. Again, that funeral underway right now.
Michelle, thanks.
An 18-year-old has been charged with the murder that happened on Quail Hollow Drive in Raleigh over the weekend. Police arrested Alder Benegas Mencia, saying he shot a 23-year-old man several times. The victim died at the hospital. Investigators have not said if the victim and Benegas Mencia knew each other.
There's a final vote on the way, and the architecture and design firm that'll work on PNC Arena's $300 million renovation project. That vote could happen as soon as next week. The group that owns PNC Arena selected Gensler and local partner LS3P as their initial choice. Centennial Authority's Building and Construction Committee interviewed three design teams for the job. This comes after the board cut ties with its previous architect in January. The renovation is expected to begin in the summer of 2025 and be finished sometime in 2027 or 28.
Hundreds of attorneys are making final preparations to take your calls and questions during Lawyers on Call. Today's the day. It begins at 10 this morning. So when you call in, no one will ask for your name. They just need details of the legal issue you're trying to solve so they can answer your question and point you in the right direction. On WRAL.com, we posted some helpful information so you can be ready to get the most out of your call to Lawyers on Call. It's all free. Huge wildfires raging in the Texas Panhandle are now being blamed for two deaths. And now some communities in that area are also dealing with snow.
Also coming up, we're another step closer to mobile sports betting becoming legal in North Carolina. What you need to know to get your account set up later today. And Elizabeth, what we need to know, because we've got some rain on the way.
We do. Rain arrives this afternoon, and it's likely to affect your evening commute. Take a look at our timeline. It really ramps up this evening and overnight tonight. I'll show you how much of the weekend it will impact coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 12, starting off with chilly temperatures and cloudy skies this morning. We take a live look at Wilson, 38 degrees. It may be hard to see right here, but there is a little break in the clouds sitting over Wilson, but that's not going to last long. We'll see rain arriving this afternoon. 42 in Durham, it's 44 in Fayetteville. As the clouds are starting to thicken up this morning, the temperatures are bumping up as well. And speaking of bumping up, once we get past lunchtime, we'll see an increasing chance of rain. The rain will come up out of the southwest and move to the northeast. By the time we get to the evening commute, it'll be widespread across our area. So heading out the door, you know, especially after lunchtime, make sure you have that umbrella with you. Our temperatures upper 30s to low 40s. It's dry for walking the dog this morning, but again, once we get to 5 o'clock, it'll be pretty wet out there. Our high in the mid 50s. Brian.
613, Elizabeth, we are still watching this crash on the south side of Garner on Timber Drive between Highway 50 and White Oak Road. It's a minor crash. I'm not seeing any delay showing up on the sensors in that area. Just a heads up if you're moving through there on Timber Drive. Take a look at those major approaches into Durham this morning. Not picking up any delays on I-40. Both directions looking fine through South Durham out toward Chapel Hill. And I-85 is looking good through North Durham. It's a smooth trip out of Hillsboro and also out of Butner on 85 southbound.
Thanks, Brian. This morning, historic wildfires in Texas are still raging. The biggest of them, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, just 30% contained. It's already burned over 1 million acres. It is now officially the largest wildfire in the state's history. Two people have died, a woman who is 83 and another woman who is just 40 years old. The National Weather Service says heat and high winds could cause more fires over the weekend. And as crews battle those fires, snow fell yesterday morning in Amarillo, Texas. Around 2 to 4 inches fell, and temperatures were in the 20s. Today, highs there return to the 70s.
Starting today, you can sign up for mobile sports betting in North Carolina. Early registration for sportsbooks opens at noon, and WRL's Ken Smith is here with what you need to know to get that account up and running, Ken.
You know, Jeff, so many people have been waiting for this day for a long time. After a few starts and stops, legislative debate, sports betting in North Carolina is here. We're just 10 days away from when you can legally place those mobile sports bets. The mobile sports betting apps will go live at noon. That's when people 21 and over can create their accounts on their mobile devices and deposit money. Some local partners are getting into the action as well. Major sports betting companies like DraftKings and FanDuel looking to strike up partnerships, special deals and advertisements. In exchange, the bar or restaurant would get a portion of the profits the gambling apps make.
You know, they start gambling on the app. Any money that they would use to gamble, they would send me a small percent or whatever.
Restaurants are a tough business. You want to scrounge to find income anywhere you can get.
Well, circle this date. You can start placing your mobile sports bets at noon on March 11th, one day before the start of the ACC tournament in Washington, D.C. Of course, we got all this covered online, including the list of sports betting companies and the sports teams or organizations that partnered with in this venture. It's all on WRL.com. But, you know, that element of restaurants getting under the action, it's a win-win.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. I love that because it's tough business, like we heard right there. Yeah. So they'll get a portion of the proceeds, and there'll be a lot of proceeds going around. Ken,
very
thanks.
Very much so.
High-flying Broadway musical is in town, and a new inclusive playground is opening this weekend.
Let's take a look at WRAL Out and About's Best Bets. Peter Pan is live on stage at the Durham Performing Arts Center. The show runs through Sunday. the Peter Pan musical is almost 70 years old, and it's really about embracing the child in all of us. Tickets are still available.
Marvel's Kids Museum will host its annual Future Me Fair from 1 to 4 p.m. tomorrow. It is included with your museum admission. This is video from the fair from a previous year. There'll be a lot of hands-on opportunities for children to explore different careers.
Tomorrow, the Holding Park Inclusive Playground will open in Wake Forest. The playground will be open daily from 7 a.m. until dusk. It features a variety of equipment for children of all ages and abilities. You can get details about these and other events for the weekend by going to WRAL.com and searching keyword out and about.
6:17, the time right now, March 1st. It's a happy day for meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. It gives you a reason when you spring forward to that new spring season, at least meteorologically speaking, right?
A lot of things happen the month of March. We do spring forward, so we get a little extra daylight at the end of our day, just in a little over a week or so. And it is the first day of meteorological spring today. We don't see spring on the calendar changing over for another 3 weeks, but things are starting to bloom. It's pretty out there. This tends to be a rainier season for us, and we could use some rain. And today, of course, will be the day that we'll have the next chance. Goldsboro seeing mostly cloudy skies this morning. We're seeing that everywhere, taking a live look at Apex as well as Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant and our newsroom there on Hay Street in Fayetteville. This next system is getting cranked up back to our west, and it will roll through here in time for the evening commute. We'll start to see the rain picking up starting around lunchtime or so, but it will be a dry morning. It's a cold start out there this morning. Temperatures right now upper 30s to low 40s. Showers beginning to develop early to mid-afternoon. It will be a wet commute. That rain really starts to pick up in intensity around the time of the evening commute and during the evening hours and overnight. So if you had plans, say around dinner time, you're going out to a show this evening, it's definitely going to be wet. Cloudy skies for us this morning. We'll push it ahead and pause it right here at noon. A little bit of light rain trying to creep in right around lunchtime. It'll be fairly scattered up until around 4 or 5, and then it spreads across the entire area. And look how it picks up in intensity. Sometimes the yellows and the oranges are thunderstorms. In this case, it's just going to be an indication of some heavier rain. That's going to be between 8 and 10 p.m. After that, it may taper off some. And once we get to, say, 8 o'clock, we're seeing the back edge of the rain, and that pulls out by around 8 to 9 a.m. It looks like it'll be a dry afternoon for us, but we are looking at the potential for some clearing skies. Futurecast is pretty hopeful there. I think it'll likely stay fairly cloudy for Saturday, but again, the rain should end around the middle of the morning. How much rainfall will we see starting today, ending early on Saturday morning? Most likely, it's going to be half an inch to an inch or so. This version of Futurecast is showing some heavier rain down into our southeastern county. Looking at Saturday, we'll see rain the first half of the morning, and then we'll start to dry out. 66 for the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies, and then mostly cloudy again on Sunday with a high of almost 70 degrees and just a tiny chance of a sprinkle. We definitely need the rain. The latest version of the drought monitor added some of our southern counties to abnormally dry conditions, and some eastern counties went under moderate drought. Our trees as of last count were still moderate for pollen. That will really get ramped up this month. A lot of great things happening the month of March, but the pollen will definitely pick up. We see temperatures at 70 on Tuesday, and our next chance of rain comes the middle of next week. Brian?
I started my relationship with Claritin.
Are you noticing it already?
Oh, yes. It is 6:20 right now. Let's take a look at traffic. We do have this crash on the south side of Garner at Timber Drive between Highway 50 and White Oak Road. It's a minor crash. Just want to give you a heads up. You could see some police activity out there. Elsewhere, nice and quiet with very light volume on I-40 through Garner heading into South Raleigh. Also quiet in Durham and Chapel Hill. 885 looking good right now between I-40 and 147. If you're heading out later this morning, remember, you can listen to us on the radio live at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Brian, thanks. A Smithfield man comes out of his home to find his neighbor suffering from a gunshot wound.
Because if not, she might have laid there and died.
What he says she told him about the shooter before she was taken to the hospital.
And the WRL Breaking News Tracker is in Clayton this morning. What we are learning after an investigation into a shooting at a home.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
fans of Jack Black want him to release a whole cover album after hearing his most recent social media performance.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, take a listen to Black singing Baby One More Time in a new TikTok video. The man can sing, you know. Fans want to hear more after this 25-second video. Commenters say they want not just a full version of the song, but they want a whole album of pop covers from the 90s and the 2000s.
Yeah, after that snippet, yes. Come on, Jack, bring it on. I mean, the actor and comedian, you forget that he's a musician, but then, of course, School of Rock, right?
Yeah.
And he... That's a pretty good cover. I love his rendition.
Who's the dude behind him? What is happening here?
Yeah.
Please, bring the great.
The backup singer.
It's great. Yeah.
A new Summer League baseball team is moving into Danville, Virginia. This is McCreamy, the mascot for the Danville Dairy Daddies. The team is selling merchandise in sizes, including skim, 1%, 2%, and whole. The Dairy Daddies will be playing in the Old North State League, which has teams all over North Carolina, including in Raleigh, Clayton, and Wake Forest.
That is one buff bovine right there. Look at this.
Wow.
Yeah. I imagine the stakes are high for this one.
It is legendary.
Can't wait till they roll it.
Not for the lactose intolerant.
No. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Thanks, Brian.
This could very well be the last image Odysseus ever sends. Last week, the lunar lander nicknamed Odie became the first U.S. spacecraft to land on the moon in over 50 years. But now it's run out of power. This picture was taken the day it landed last Thursday, and that bright spot in the center is us, a shot of Earth as seen from our only natural satellite.
Starting today, all high schools in Wake County will require clear bags at their sporting events. Just ahead, which bags may be considered as an exception?
And rain arrives later this afternoon. If you had plans this evening, expect the rain to be widespread. I'll walk you through the timeline that includes early Saturday coming up.
Also, a warning to people in California's mountains, hunker down. Several feet of snow is expected to fall in the coming days. How people who are there for skiing vacations are getting ready for this big storm.